Hello, my name is Darlene Gates, D-A-R-L-E-N-E-G-A-T-E-S. I'm the administrative organizer here at Weinberg Campus, representing the workers. We have over about 300 workers here. Today, I received a call from the workers. Let me back up. Even yesterday evening, I received a call from some of the workers notifying me that their health insurance has been canceled and that they had some critical appointments that they couldn't attend and was turned away from their doctors. Today, I get a call from the workers telling me that DOH had issued a notice of closure. I rushed over here immediately, and I can't tell you the impact of their stories, people crying in the halls, don't know what's gonna happen next. Residents in the hallway don't know what's gonna happen next. They don't wanna leave. This is their home. This is their second home for most. And we just don't know what to do. We have asked the state to step in and help with receivership. And if it's doable, we don't understand why no one has stepped up to help the workers and the residents here. I want you all to hear some of the stories that I was had to deal with today, and I don't have the answers. The first person I want to introduce is Christy.
Hi, Christy Ernst, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E-E-A-R-N-S-T. I'm a head cook at Weinberg. I've been here 26 years to find out this place is closing. I take my son to the doctor this morning, couldn't even get his antibiotic. I have a husband who has a stage 4 lung disease that transferred to his heart, his lymphoids, his body, can't get up on a daily basis, who survives on his medication to live. Can't go to doctors, a test on Monday, can't do it. We need help. This is people's lives. Like, I'm the only income. I'm not, you know, I'm speaking for everybody too. We have kids at home, does everything. It's just, we need help. This is not fair. 26 years.
Next time, I want you to hear another story. Lizette.
Hi, my name is Lizetta Bosley, L-I-Z-E-T-T-A, B-O-S-L-E-Y. Well, this morning when I came into work, we got like a notice to be in the chapel at 11 o'clock. Just to get told that Weinberg is shutting down. Our residents need us here. You know, these people, they rely on us. You know, and I rely looking forward to seeing them when I come to work. So I'm just asking the board, the state, I'm asking the governor, we asking whoever can help us, give us some help. We need y'all right now. Some of us live from paycheck to paycheck. We need y'all. We need all the help we can get right now. Somebody please hear us out.
LaShawn.
My name is LaShawn Solomon, L-A-S-H-A-W-N-S-O-L-O-M-O-N. I'm a food service worker. I've been here since 2014. I also had to cancel my daughter's appointment due for a sleep study to see about her having seizures in her sleep. I cannot get that now. I have to wait. We are worth saving. Just help us. We are a family with everyone. We just need help, and it's worth helping. Just hear us out, and please, just do something. Please. We are worth it.
Hi, my name is Carol Zarniak, C-A-R-O-L-C-Z-A-R-N-I-A-K. This is my sister Marianne Dominico, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N-D-I-M-I-N-U-C-O. Our mother is a resident here at Rosa Copeland, has been for 8 years. And I was told that my mother is going to be transferred somewhere to the unknown. My mother has dementia. I'm here every single day for my mother to be with my mother. And the only reason my mother has survived 8 years is because everybody you see behind you. The governor's office needs to step in and save this. Yes, we are concerned for my mother, but I'm also concerned for these the people behind me, because they're the magic that makes my mother survive. You need to come in and help us. My mother will not survive a transfer out of here. My mother needs the help, the employees need the help, and it is worth saving. Weinberg is worth saving. We've been here for 8 years. We've been through COVID. We've been through it all together. And the employees are what help us rest at night.
Yes, they became our family. They helped our mother. She's alive because of them. They deserve used to come in, help them, help their families. We're all a team. Show us, government, that you are behind them. You help them, you help their families, you help save their jobs. You help everybody. Save us, save our families, save all their jobs. Please help them.
Give us what we need. Please help these employees to keep saving my mother's life every day.
Yes, please.
Sure. So I'm Brian Culp. I'm the supervisor in town of Amherst. First of all, I want to impress upon everybody exactly how dire circumstances are here. The reality is, you know, there's hundreds of residents and hundreds of employees who have been a functional family for years, decades. Weinberg has been the sort of gold standard for this type of facility in our area, in town of Amherst. People of SEIU make it the gold standard. The care that they provide, the actions they've taken, the love they have for their residents are what has made this place a gold standard. Fiscal mismanagement, an underlying inability to operate the facility at the top level should not be seen as a mark on the good people of SEIU who've gone and battled every day to get residents the care they need in spite of less than appropriate circumstances from management. The bottom line for the town of Amherst is these residents are our residents. The employees that work here, many of them live in our community, many of them work in our community, all of them work in our community. They're part of our Amherst family. They're part of the town. This place matters to the town of Amherst. People here matter. Their families matter to the town of Amherst. I have started discussion with our local delegation, including the governor's office. This is new to everybody. This is circumstances that have been roiling and starting and getting worse and deteriorating by the day up till today. The town of Amherst is very interested in seeing this place stay, seeing the residents be able to stay, seeing the SEIU employees see their benefits reestablished and be able to stay in their jobs servicing the members of our community who need it most. For the town right now, you know, we're going through a lot of unknowns. There's a lot that everybody here has to work with and has to work on together. We're going to continue to do that. We're meeting internally right now as a town administration to figure out what our best options are to move forward. But this rises to the level of emergency. Hundreds of people being displaced from their home, to me, is an emergency. We have to act now, and we have to act together. So as the next hours and days go by, my hope is that we'll see action, not only at local level, but with our wonderful partners at the state level. We all know what's at stake here. And my heart goes out right now to residents and their families and to the people that I'm surrounded by here, because this group of SEIU employees has been nothing but tremendous in spite of terrible circumstances for months and years. And I'm proud to stand with them. And we got to fix this, and we're going to have to fix it together.
Yes.
So
yes.
There's not a lot of you know, a plan I can roll out right now other than say we're treating this as an emergency circumstance here in the town, and we're going to move forward with anything the town can do, and certainly are reaching out to all of our electeds. And I will say that everybody from the governor's office to the congressional office to our assembly office have been wonderful in terms of talking to me through this, and we're all trying to build a dialogue together and trying to build a set of facts together, and then I assume, you know, and I know based on who they are that we will figure out a solution together. So
thank you.
Hi, Karen. Hi. Well, hi, everyone. I'm Assemblymember Karen McMahon. I represent the town of Amherst. And the call that I got earlier today was one that I was half dreading and kind of expecting. It's a really sad day for everybody here at Weinberg. It's a sad day for especially the residents who have made this place their home. It's going to be incredibly disruptive for them and their families. My heart goes out to them. And it's a really sad day for every worker who has given their heart and soul to this place, whose first priority has always been the residents. And to see it come to this today, it's very, very sad. That's the only thing that I can, the only word that I can find. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreakingly sad. So where do we go from here? We've been, you know, working for a long time to try to stabilize this place. It hasn't been entirely successful, obviously, but I stand at the ready to do whatever is required of me as the assembly member, to work with the town, as Brian said, to work with the governor's office, our congressional delegation, whatever it takes to stabilize and to solve this problem, because it's a huge problem for our entire community. So thank you all for everything that you've done. And I stand here ready, willing, and able to do whatever it takes to solve this problem. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Grace Bogdanov. I'm the Area Vice President of 1199 SEIU's Western New York Nursing Home Division, representing the workers here at Weinberg Campus. A few things to say today. The closure of Weinberg Campus's Rosa Copeland Skilled Nursing Facility was and still is entirely avoidable. As we are all acutely aware, nursing homes in New York State, particularly those across upstate New York and Western New York, are underfunded and have been for years. Medicaid reimbursement doesn't cover the cost of care, and as a result of this underfunding, quality not-for-profit nursing homes like Weinberg Campus have been teetering on the edge of closure for years. Here at Weinberg, we've been ringing the alarm bells for months. In addition to concerns about the financial viability of the campus, we have raised concerns about Weinberg's leadership, led by Bob Mayer and Ken Rogers. We also identified and supported a request for receivership of the Weinberg facility to Lineage, alongside funding from the state. Despite all of these efforts, the state has made the decision today to publicly announce that they have approved a closure plan proposed by the facility. This means residents will lose their home. This means they will be forced to travel any number of miles to be admitted to a new facility. This will undoubtedly pose a hardship on residents and their health, as you heard, as well as the ability of family members to maintain a consistent presence in their family members' lives, depending on how far away they may have to travel. Can you imagine this level of uncertainty, the fear? You see it in the faces behind me. As for our members, for the healthcare workers who have provided consistent and quality care to these residents for years, we're working with area facilities to assess job vacancies and plan to hold a job fair as soon as possible. We'll look to ensure placement for every single member. These workers have been incredibly dedicated to this facility. The amount of longevity, seniority you see when you walk these halls is tremendous. So imagine the uncertainty and the fear and the loss that these workers will face as they embark on a new employment journey, but we'll be there to support them. Our training fund is available and will provide opportunities for upskilling and training for our workers. We've also filed a demand to bargain over the effects of the closure with Weinberg campus today and are filing complaints with the Department of Labor over unpaid wages. But the point of all of this here is that the Department of Health is entirely responsible for the decision to close. They still have the ability to reverse course. They can still approve our request for transfer of ownership. They can still approve our request for funding to make that transfer of ownership viable. And they can keep these residents in their home. They can keep over 300 healthcare workers employed. They can secure the future of Weinberg. They can and they must. But for now, I would just like to ask everyone here to bow our heads for a moment of silence in these incredibly uncertain and devastating times. Thank you. Can take questions? We have not been provided any communication by Weinberg campus. All we have is a copy of a letter provided to a family member, and we do not have an end date. The estimation that we've been hearing is 3 weeks.
As far as you know, the closure is affecting the nursing home, not the other senior living buildings on the Weinberg campus?
Correct. So the Department of Health has approved a closure plan for the skilled nursing facility. That's Rosa Copeland. As of right now, we are being told that Garden House and Doesburg, those are the assisted living programs, are going to continue running, although there are certainly concerns about how long that will be happening for.
Can you expand on the unpaid wages? Is that
yes. Yes. So about 2 weeks ago, physical checks for employees bounced, and we learned that Weinberg's accounts were frozen due to a lien from a default judgment, and Weinberg campus was able to work out a deal with the vendor to have their accounts unfrozen. In the 2 weeks since that happened, we've had some members receive pay and some who still have not. So we have a number of members whose checks bounced, who we need to make whole, members who have incurred overdraft fees, et cetera.
So kind of any resolution on the health insurance issues that the employees here?
On Monday, Bob Mayer did connect with us, and he let us know that the payment that was sent also bounced, and that was why the health insurance was terminated, and that they had since reissued a new check, and that they had not confirmed that coverage was reinstated.
Have they given, I know they haven't given you specifically a closure date, but for the employees, have they been notified of a last day?
Did they tell you anything?
No. They just said when the last resident is moved out.
And about how many residents are there?
About a little over 120.
The stress this puts on the employees who work from all of that, you are going to speak to that.
Yeah. Like I said, I look around this facility and I see workers with 20, 30, some even 40 years of experience and dedication to this facility. Like you heard from some family members, our healthcare workers are family to these residents. They go above and beyond every single day to take care of them, no matter what job title they hold or what department they work in. And this is going to be absolutely devastating. They're going to have to start over in a new place. In an unfamiliar place, much like the residents are. And I certainly would welcome any member who wants to speak about that, if anybody wants to.
Linda or Christy?
Anybody want to speak up?
She wants you to.
Can you come up? Talk about the impact to you and about not knowing what's next for you and your family.
I don't know what's next. I have my only income in my house. My husband's sick. I don't know what to do. I called them in a panic today saying, try to call anybody to get health insurance, anything. I don't know. That's it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I
I have not heard a thing as of today. The first I heard was a friend of mine whose mother is a resident here texted me, and then I heard from the union. I've not heard anything from the state.
For the family members, yes. What, if any, communication have you had from Weinberg leaders about what
None.
Happens next in this transition?
None. I've heard, anything I've heard, as I said, I'm here every single day. I hear things from the employees are the ones that keep me notified. And I had brought this to the attention of a higher up in a meeting the other day, and he said that he was working on a better system to get the families informed. So I'm not informed. I tried to get on a Zoom meeting this morning that I got a text message for, couldn't get on that Zoom meeting. So there's no communication, but I will again reiterate, the employees at Rosa Copeland are number one. I had a maintenance man tell me, if I have to stay here and take care of your mother, I'll stay here and take care of your mother. This is a family organization. We need the employees. The employees need your help. They need to get paid. They need to take care of their families just like they take care of our families. But no, there's been no real communication. It's hearsay. Every day I come in, I hear something different. Today I rushed here because I was informed by someone that works here. It's closing down. I wasn't given a phone call. I wasn't given anything to tell me otherwise.
Was anyone at the 11 a.m. information meeting, any employees?
It was a 10 a.m. Zoom call.
No,
there was, then I got a call that there's going to be, the employees. I'm sorry.
She was there.
Yeah.
Tell us your name.
Naomi Fisher, NaomiFisher. We were at the...
What's your job?
Oh, I'm a food service worker. We were at the 11 o'clock meeting today. Some questions really wasn't answered. Like the day of closement, it's not answered. The day of when the residents are leaving, wasn't answered. Health insurance, again, wasn't answered. It's just I don't know. So, again, we don't know nothing.
Who was hosting the meeting?
His name is Peter.
He's the administrator.
Thank you.
John, thank you.
Go ahead.